9 in 10 young people in prison in WA have a severe brain disorder. That's according to an Australian study released today by the Telethon Kids Institute. The researchers say that 99 participants in the study, it was found that 36% of young Australians had fetal alcohol spectrum disorder, the highest reported rate among jailed youth in the world. The Wire's Catherine Andrews asked one of the researchers of the study, Professor Raywin Much, if they were surprised by the results.
We expected there to be a relatively high level of fetal alcohol spectrum disorder, but we were surprised at how high that level was, at 36%, and we were very, very surprised at the level of widespread brain impairment. That was a great surprise to us.
What percentage of participants involved in this study were Indigenous?
So Indigenous incarceration rates in Western Australia are some of the highest in Australia, and I think the rate for the state is 73%, and the percentage in our study who were Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander young people was 74%.
Do these results have particular implications for Indigenous kids?
The important thing is FASD can occur in any population where people drink alcohol, people consume alcohol. And we do know that non-Aboriginal women in Australia more drink alcohol than Aboriginal women, but for Aboriginal women, when they do drink, they do tend to drink at higher levels. So it would be expected from other research that's been completed by Telethon Kids Institute that there would be a higher prevalence of FASD amongst Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children. And because we know that increases your risk of being engaged in juvenile justice, then we would expect to see those young people represented in this cohort. And indeed, that was the case.
Do you think early intervention will help prevent some of these kids being placed in youth detention?
With respect to FASD, we know that if you don't drink alcohol while you're planning a pregnancy, and if you don't drink alcohol while you are pregnant, then you will not have a child with FASD. So that's the very earliest prevention that you can do. For all of these children, if they had had their brain impairment diagnosed earlier and had received targeted intervention and rehabilitation, it's likely that their outcomes would have been better, and it's likely that many of them may have been prevented from becoming sentenced to juvenile detention.
Do you know some of the reasons why there might be so many other brain disorders as well involved in this study? Like, could it be because of petrol sniffing or something like that?
So when we look at why a young person's brain doesn't work properly, we do have to take into account other exposures such as interpersonal violence or road traffic accidents or substance misuse, like you have listed. And we were able to see from our testing that those reasons didn't apply for the young people that we assigned FASD to. For the other young people that had impairment, there would be numerous reasons why they have that, including early life events or nutrition or other injuries, but we couldn't be certain about that. That wasn't the full focus of our study, but we certainly know they were contributing factors.
Do you think the results of this study means that we need to change the way that people think about youth in detention and how they should be treated?
For Western Australia, the young people in our study are actually a representative sample of youth sentenced to detention. We know that the percentages of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander who are sentenced to detention in WA is higher than the other states. We know the other states have different mixes of young people, but I think any health professional would be in agreement that our most vulnerable children are at the greatest risk of being sentenced to detention, and we believe that reflects highly likely incidence of having brain impairment, and therefore we would recommend that any young person coming before police or juvenile justice should be afforded a comprehensive health assessment so that you can better care for them, understanding what's hard and difficult for them, such as language, communication, attention, decision-making, memory, and then use that understanding to inform their through care and to try and then keep them out in community and help them become successful.
Professor Raywin Much, a researcher from the Telethon Kids Institute, speaking with The Wire's Catherine Andrews.